Hey. Hop on the mic and discuss every issue. Might take a few shots. Kick back and relax. Don't overreact. It's only your thoughts. Tell me it's a fact. So maybe it's cap. We never gonna stop.
Calling up another one.
Yeah, Facts and Cap episode 39. We are back, baby.
Episode motherfucking 39.
We got our reoccurring guest. We got the homie back. We got Jay Franks in the building. Everybody give it up. Yeah, he said give it up for himself.
What's up, Jay Franks? What up, boy?
Not much, man. Have to stop by to see my guys again, man.
Sir.
I see you out here buying new guns and shit, more life. You know, $100 weed, $100 3.5s and shit. You know, smoking Birkin.
Birkin. Shout out to Birkin. But my plug on it is terrible. You know,
shout out to Quavo. That's his strand, hey, right?
Exactly.
So you already know we starting this episode off.
What a segue.
Sweetie.
Sweetie.
It's the soul. What she called it? Icy Girls and the Glacier Boys.
Exactly.
Hey, man,
not an icy mommy.
So in case you were under a rock, when did this happen? This was like,
that shit happened Thursday. We were putting on Wednesday.
Yeah, right? Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thursday they aired.
Let's stop putting all that coke in that drink.
That bitch was biting a little too goddamn. That shit fucking backward right
so now. Thursday they dropped the episode. There's a new podcast, new show on Revolt. And this with, you know, I always thought this nigga's name was Justin L.A. Boy. Because I thought like it ran off like that. Like I'm Justin, maybe he's from L.A., like Justin L.A. Boy. But I guess his name is Justin LaBoy.
LaBoy, yeah.
So Justin LaBoy, he's the nigga that's always online tweeting about zodiac signs, respectfully, you know what I'm saying? Like that's, you know, his little trademark, okay. I guess.
Based off his goddamn name and shit, I thought he was a gay dude because this nigga always signed with females and shit. So it's like, I thought he was a gay dude. And I seen him on Rick Ross Instagram. I was like, yeah. Oh. It's a light-skinned nigga. Yeah. And it made more sense. I was like, ah, but come on, bro. We'll go ahead, bro.
So Justin LaBoy, he got a show in also. Justin Combs. So, you know, I guess it's the Justin connection. So they podcast. That's, you know, that's where they get it. So anyway, Justin Combs, he used to date Sweetie.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he used to date Sweetie.
Clock
thick. And it was the USC together.
Yeah, so they used to date. So she gets on, she's on the show. It was one clip that went viral, and they were asking about, you know, like if your man does everything that he needs to do, you know, in a relationship, he treats you right, like you have no complaints, and he wanted you to pick out a threesome, how would you do? Like, what would you do it? And she basically said, nah, she'll get a nigga a chance to pick out a threesome with a man of who you want to do it with a man.
A long way to say,
yeah,
pick a man.
Yeah. So that stirred up some shit on the internet. It was a couple other clips. Me personally, I'm going to go back. We're going to get back to that. So basically, the clip went viral that same day. They was talking about how Sweetie and Quavo weren't following each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then, it's literally, the next day, Sweetie put up some stuff on Twitter. She said, she announced, I'm single. I've endured too much betrayal and hurt behind the scenes for a false narrative to be circulating that degrades my character. Presents don't band-aid scars. The love isn't real when the intimacy is given to other women. I emotionally checked out a long time ago and have walked away from a deep sense of peace and freedom, excited for this new chapter of elevation. So that's what she put, right?
Mic drop.
So me, Quavo did a little extra. I thought Quavo, because, you know, now they on Quavo hat. Like, mm-hmm. Quavo cheated, you cheating, old amigos cheat, old Offset catching strays, you know how that go. You know, birds of a feather, they all in, you got everything.
How Takeoff get it?
It was like, he the only one that ain't cheat.
I ain't gonna say what they said about him because
nobody knows shit about and take off anyway. It's like, bro, nobody knows what kind of car he got. Nobody knows what his crib look like.
Nobody man, that nigga like him. he just like smoke, sleep, chill. That's in rap. Yeah. That's like all that nigga like to do. I thought Quavo was personally. I thought he was just gonna put like a cap emoji 2 hours later. And that'd be it. He ended up typing. He said, I know you want to make this into a show, so I'll play my part just this one time. Mm-hmm. I don't normally put my business out there, especially my personal life. I feel like the need to address this is there so there are no false narratives. I've had love for you, and I'm disappointed you did all that. You are not the woman I thought you were. That nigga, that's a bar. You not the woman I thought you were. I wish you nothing but the best. And that's on the game. So,
bitch said take care.
Yeah, she commented back and said take care.
All right, Drake.
So, first of all, what do y'all think happened? Because, you know, it's a lot of theories on the internet. You know, I got my theories and my beliefs. So, I want to hear y'all's first.
I just want to say, nigga Quavo, I nigga no side nigga, bro. I mean, just because he got money now, that don't mean shit was going to change, bro.
Well, what does that mean for the audience? What is a no side?
Like, yeah, because they showed us on Twitter, like, the girls is on there talking about,
I've been,
I got a Gwinnett man.
They put like B2s.
Listen. There's a difference between north side niggas and then there's Bergmar niggas. Like,
wow.
That's a deeper strand.
If I'm wrong, no. Oh, yeah. Burt Martin, it's a mecca of Northside niggas, so it's like, it's the mecca.
Okay.
Y'all are metal cream slices, like a mecca of goddamn of Northside niggas, so it's like, eh.
Damn, I'm both of them niggas.
Exactly. So it's like,
what that mean though? What type of niggas is a Burt Martin nigga when it comes to a relationship? Would you say?
I'm not gonna speak on it too much because, bro, I fuck with Burke my niggas. Y'all my niggas. Other Burke my niggas, but listen.
Hey, bro, talking shit.
Talking shit.
You bro. Free?
I know I'm free, but I'm gonna stay in my lane and keep good relationships with my niggas. So I'm gonna stay. If you know, well, you know.
If you know, you know.
Period. Okay, gotcha. I'm gonna just keep there. If you know, you know.
Okay, so
ain't shit changed but the money.
So continue with your theory. So basically, you think that he was out here living life?
Bruh.
If you know, you know.
This man's worth millions. Look, me, mm-hmm. If I was him, there's nothing you can goddamn tell me.
Yeah.
I see if he's gonna roll with the punches or not. Bitch, I'm Quavo. It's like, I mean, like, bro, I'm Beyonce and Amigos. It's like, bro, it's the highest selling group. What the fuck can you tell mm-hmm. me? You don't want to deal with it? Okay, I understand. Bro, I totally get it if you don't want to deal with it. I get it.
Because
mm-hmm. guess what? It'll be alright. Because summertime, this ain't gonna have another bad bitch.
Okay.
I brought him summertime, and they gonna be on the ground with somebody.
So what you think?
Roll with the punches, baby.
Man, I feel like this. Whatever that happened, it already happened. They probably, had, you know, low key broke up, kept the shit, you know, real cool. And she came, you know, she went and did some disrespectful shit, talking that crazy shit on that podcast. But to me, I think they weren't even together no more. He had already said, all right, we done.
And nigga been in Atlanta and Miami for like the past like month, it seemed like.
But you ain't seen her. So,
she been in L.A., but it seemed like nigga ain't been in L.A.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take a guess that they had already broke up. I'm going to say they broke up before this.
Mm.
But when you put this out, now you say something like, we been broke up. Like, this shit ain't.
And it was in Puerto Rico for like 3 weeks. And it was out there and for a minute. So,
I feel like this shit had been done. But, you know, they did that shit peacefully, quiet. Nobody had to know. She started running her mouth. And that's when he had to say something. Once the interview came out.
Yeah, but argument happened after the interview. And that's when she.
See, I thought that had all been done. But this is where, okay, so.
I'm just in that theory,
right? Because I thought about that too. But I'm just looking at the words she's saying, and she's just like, I checked out a long time ago. Like, I feel like if you had been broken up, that part, that wouldn't even been said. Like, you would have been like, the way she put it up was kind of like, it sounded like she freshly single. Like, she's like, I'm single, but I checked out a long time ago.
Exactly.
If they had already broke up, she would have been like, I'm single.
Man, that could have been her.
We've been single. We've been Like, it just sounded, it just came off a little weird.
That could have been her tweet sitting in her drafts for a minute.
When I was just reading, I don't know, when I'm looking at the context clues of the situation, right? You know, I did my investigational.
Well, go ahead. You ain't about to pull no suit code out of
nothing. Nah, no suit code.
Do y'all think, and they might get back together?
No, I think it's a wrap. Because this is my theory. My theory is maybe, okay, it's two different things. Maybe Quavo did cheat. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he already cheated.
Question.
But I think what happened, just from when I'm watching it, maybe they obviously continued their relationship from what it sounds like after he did whatever he did, right? I'm thinking she got on that interview. Maybe he knew about it. Maybe he didn't. But once them clips go viral, and you see it, and you're a celebrity as well as her, so now you got fans tagging you. They telling everybody you going outside. La 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 la. You on there? First of all, the first violation is you on a show with your ex. You feel me? That's the first violation. Like, then hold on.
Matter of fact, remember that's media.
I say this.
The job that's media. Okay. So it's like,
he shouldn't have to do that. She had to do that interview.
That's true.
Listen.
He's a popping ass dude. So it's like, I mean, a popping ass.
Listen to this. So this is, see, people is thinking that it's the threesome thing. I think that this is where, like, if you Quavo and you watching the interview and you listen to this, this is kind of when you know, your ego hurt right here. Hold on.
I'm not lying. I've always been in a relationship. Faithful. Cancer shit.
Cancer shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Ain't no other cancer in here. You fuck with cancer? Yeah. Why you fuck with cancer?
They just know how to treat you. Bring the good sides out of you.
Okay. Oh, so he's shooting a shot again.
Hell yeah.
I think it's time to take a shot.
So she did the right thing.
Yeah, but still.
I think she did the right thing, but when I'm watching that, the day before it even came, they broke that she put that out there, I was like, this ain't a good idea. Mm-hmm. Just because it's kind of like, violate, and then they was talking about a lot of sexual things.
And this is why I think
during the thing. So I'm thinking the interview dropped, and now Quavo is upset. Maybe a confrontation ensues. They break up. So my thing here's why I get. Let me speed it up. Here goes where I get to the two different scenarios of what I think may have happened. Quavo may have already cheated in the past. Whatever happened, they worked it out. They're together. This happens. They get into it. Somebody breaks up with somebody. I felt like she wanted to get ahead of the narrative. I just find it real convenient because everybody on the internet is like, yo, sweetie, y'all, you're tripping. Why the fuck you did that interview? This was disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. So I think to save face, she gets ahead of the situation and says, I'm single. You sharing intimacy with the other women, blah, blah, blah. Now, if he already did cheat and you accepted him back, it wasn't really about that. It's kind of more so like, this is what I'm doing to save face. That's how I looked at it.
Moving the goalposts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of the truth, but it's kind of not. You get what I'm saying? I think that also she may have just got up there and just fucking lied. Like, because you could get, anybody can say like, and I'm not saying that this is what she necessarily happened, but when I'm looking at everybody else's tweets, you know, around the gang, they like, nigga, this isn't even true. Now, I don't know if they would know 100%, but something don't sound right. I just find it real convenient.
That's why I think she did that shit, the interview out of spite. Like, they was already broken up. In my, like, just from my assumption.
That's a possibility, that's the reason too.
Why that happened that way.
I don't think that that's not a possibility. I think that's a possibility. It just came off when I'm reading her breakup press.
Bro, and the funny shit about it is that I knew, we knew 2 days before the repo man came. And we knew that car was already. I answered.
Hold on, we're gonna get to that. Wait, what you think happened?
Shit, I'm just here for the jokes, man. Honest. That's all I'm
saying.
And I tweeted her and said, before Quavo come meet that goddamn car, bro, let me buy it from you.
Apparently they said that was cap though.
Yeah, they ended up saying that was cap.
Nah, we're gonna stick with the name.
I'm sticking my inside scoop, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
So yeah. So my tap in. I think it's funny in these scenarios too of how people switch it up, especially women, right? Because nobody held her accountable for saying like, I checked out emotionally a long time ago. My thing is, right? Because if a nigga, if Quavo would have said that, let's say Quavo would have said, I'm single, I checked out emotionally. They'd have been on Quavo.
Why are you stringing her along? Why are you still
with her? Bro, women, bro.
She added the feather in the cap. You share intimacy. That's the saving grace in that.
But and see, the thing is, what does that mean?
Is a fancy way to say you cheated, or is a fancy way to say I checked out emotionally?
What the fuck does that mean? Because, I mean, emotionally, I'm still fucking you.
My thing is, if you checked out emotionally a long time ago.
What's a long time ago thing about it?
A month ago, the nigga gave you 14 days, 14 presents before Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Is he lying?
But Christmas, he got your family.
Yeah, so my thing is, you
get that long.
How long have you really been checked out? So that's why I'm just feeling like everything is capping. That's why I'm feeling like she just capping, because my whole thing is like, if you was emotionally checked out, right? Either you just bad communicator.
Or January 1st, New Year, New Me. She probably checked out on the 1st.
She just bought all. She.
I'll say based on what you said, it just depends on the timing. Did that interview come out? Was that interview shot while y'all were together?
Actually, it was shot this year, period.
If y'all were shot while y'all were together, then that statement is damage control. Because even if he did cheat back in the day, you took him back.
Yeah,
everything he did before then.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like where your loyalty is fucked up.
That's your escape.
That's your escape. You're using that as an escape. Now, if that shit was after y'all was broken up, the public just didn't know.
Then you get away with that. If that's what happens, then get away with it. Me, I'm not leaning towards that.
Or is it y'all broke up after that and now you trying to make an excuse?
But all this, like, y'all know how many women I seen say take care all summer and all this shit, and how many niggas they don't take back and they still with
them bitches always end up pregnant by the nigga they talk about, bro.
Fuck the shit. Is it Quavo finna go on an offset tour? Is he finna go on an offset tour pulling up on Sweetie shows?
Hell no. Listen, I think it's the difference. Offset is married. Yes, Offset is married. Mm. I'm gonna give him that. I think Quavo.
Bro, listen.
Quavo already know he hit the market. It's up still. You know what I mean? Like
his birthday next month, bro. Whatever party he's trying to do, bro. I'm trying. Like I know this shit gonna be stupid. Single that, bro. I know shit's gonna be nuts, bro.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Okay.
So, like they said, the rumor took the whip. Took the Bentley back. Some saying that he did, some saying he didn't. Whatever.
I believe that.
My thing is, if this is y'all in the same situation, right? Do y'all take the car back? When do you feel like it's appropriate to take the car back?
Bitch, the same day we broke up.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm coming to get my shit. Right?
So if you with a girl and you bought her a whip for Christmas,
and it's in my name,
y'all break up, you taking the whip back?
Yeah. Especially if it's leased, bro. I'm gonna fuck if I bought it, bro. I ain't making payments on this shit. That's the reason I put it in my name. Mm-hmm. Like me, period, bro. If I get rich, bro, if I'm dealing with a female bitch, everything I buy for you is gonna be in my name, just in case shit don't work out, bro.
Yeah, you
say shit don't work out and we're still good though. Take it.
Okay.
Like, if we broke up and it's good, take it. It's yours.
Okay.
I pay it off and everything.
If I'm paying for that shit, bro.
Yeah, but nah, bro.
I'm keep paying it if I'm not with you.
Yeah.
Break it off on bad ends.
You taking it back?
Take my shit back.
Bad ends, yeah.
The way they ended?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That situation.
So, do you take the Birkins back? Or you like, you can keep those?
I can't do shit with that.
Can't do shit with that.
That's not the highest resale value of all the purses.
No.
You
can't. The Birkin ain't in your name.
See, it don't matter. I pay for it.
Hey, she moved out, but she ain't grab all the Birkins.
You will be tussling her with the Birkins.
Okay, she left. She did the first round. She coming back to pick up the rest.
I'm not taking the Birkins. You can have the Birkins.
You gonna keep the Birkins on her?
I bring my sister with me. You can have my sister with, bitch. I'll grab her. You grab the Birkins. You can't. I dare her to touch you.
You can keep the Birkins, but I'm definitely taking the whip back. Especially, like you said, if it's under those terms. Like, if it's under those type of terms. Now, let's say that he really did fuck it up. I don't know. It I guess it just depends, like, you know, the situation.
Based on my response of being Quavo,
you either need to sign this over to you or
I'm not married, so I'm not going to keep paying for a whip.
No, well, shit, I don't know. Did he pay it out cash? Does he own it? You know what I mean? That's the fact.
No.
And that report said it was
leased. He leased it, yeah. He leased it.
And that's the same report that everybody's saying false anyway, so. It's like, what's the credible source
look,
about it?
Actually, look, bro, leased or bought, my inside source told me shit. That shit is it's not going to be hers for long if you still got it or it's already gone.
Okay, I got one more question before we get off this. So, how soon is it, say, you know, she hitting the market now, how soon is it to hop in those DMs? To hop in
those DMs? Depends who you are.
I'm just saying, like, say you...
If you take off, you got way more. Like
let's say that you got down...
ASAP like tip. That's why I would have seen that shit.
If you're a homie? DMs,
right? Yeah, not even... Like, not
a rap homie.
Not one of they homies. Just say you're a rapper.
Nigga.
And you got down...
I would have already been in there.
Yeah,
fuck? What you waiting on?
Last year I would have been our DMs.
Okay.
The second that she said I'm single, I'm in them DMs. You a Glacier girl? You see,
I go for women in relationships.
Nah, I mean, so they posted, hey, you need somebody to
talk
to?
Yeah, I'm in them DMs. I'm in them DMs.
You want to go out and talk about it?
I'm shooting my shot early.
Nah, you got to wait. In my opinion,
it's gonna wait.
You don't wait too long. I'm
gonna tell you why.
Because you know what she, you know what it is.
Lori Harvey.
This was finna happen.
You see that shit?
Lori Harvey. Okay, but look.
Every time you press refresh on your Twitter, she had a new nigga.
Lori Harvey. Oh,
she got a long relationship right now. I'm proud of her.
And as soon as it get done,
I'm gonna say this. I know we it's the summertime too. That's the reason why Lori Harvey got. You know, this shit happened in the winter. She got. You know, she needed to cozy up. but I think for Sweetie, at this point, her brand is like about to be like kind of like hot bitch summer, like it's icy girl summer. Like she about to do all that shit. She gonna do all that shit, and just imagine like she gonna put look. She you know how the girls they be when they break up, they be trying to look fake happy and shit. Like the girls, they look their best, they get everything, and they go to the club and they get that video of them. Rapping to some Cardi B or some
shit. That's gonna last 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta wait. You gotta all the niggas that's in them DMs. That's what you want right now. But then you wait like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Then you hop in there when she done calmed down. You know what I'm saying? You hop in there.
You hop in there first.
You hop in there first. Let me tell you what to do. No, you don't be thirsty. You just be there as a friend.
You sit there.
Man, she know y'all niggas don't care about her like that.
You don't cry.
I just want to make sure everything's okay. Especially if you don't have no relationship with her, right? Like, say that you don't know her. Mm-hmm. If you come in with that angle, she going to look at you kind of crazy. Like, okay, so this nigga just trying to talk. Like, why you don't just say that? He kind of crazy.
If it's an upgrade, she don't talk.
If you do it right, you know.
Most niggas got to upgrade at this point in the rap.
It's about your angle, how you come into that conversation.
I think you give it a little time. You let all the Rudy Poops try to shoot their shot. You know what I'm saying? Because her DMs was flooded.
You don't know who's in them DMs right now.
Damn.
You fighting with the whole industry.
You talking to side.
You that guy. But I see that's the same logic.
I think that she ain't got a response. I think you give her a couple weeks to breathe. Shoot your shot, Ken. As soon as you see the relationship look like it's on the rocks,
that's when you start playing EC. Nigga, I was side nigga B for the long
time.
I
knew. You fight the C.
Yeah.
But playing
but
the
you
C
know
and hollering at her is like two different things.
No, I'm just giving like the main way to go to be the friend that's there. You see the breakup coming.
Manipulative.
Nah, I'm there. Crown my shoulders.
You gotta be able to be like, your DM gotta be like, come see me. Come here. I'm hosting a party. Get your mind, some shit. Somewhere where she can come.
I'm checking your temperature online. She's online all the time. I'm checking your temperature. Like right now, she hasn't posted anything like that for real since that happened. You ain't seen her saying nothing. So I'm thinking she might be at the studio. I mean, that could work too.
Something like that. That's my angle to try to
maybe
get the. I can shoot my shot.
But the thing about it too, Think about it, too. Niggas probably do that shit all the time, though. Try to do a song with her. Niggas might not even like her music.
She wasn't in a relationship, though.
Right now, she's going to get a DM with a simple, hey, just checking on you. You okay? From the right nigga, and that's all it's going to take.
I think that's only that's only working for Drake.
Only?
That's only working for Drake.
Why only Drake? That's
because, you know how it is, like, girls is like, I was Drake.
Be petty.
No, I'm just saying, girls is like, even celebs are like groupies for Drake, if that makes sense. Like, Drake comes off as like the guy who genuinely cares about that type of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, say if you like just a regular rapper.
Bro, that line.
And you hear it, and you, I think I think the line is kind of weak. Like, if you be like, yo, I'm just checking on you. Like, if she probably like, this nigga, I don't know this nigga from a can of paint. He talking about he checking on me. That's why I say you got to check the temperature. Like,
I said from the right nigga, but I don't feel like you have to be Drake the only nigga that can do that.
When I say Drake, I'm just saying like, that's the type of stature you have to have.
Yeah,
like, you can't be a regular.
She ain't got like an idea of who she already want to talk to. She could be interested in somebody else.
I mean, that could
she
be.
She could already have a rapport with somebody.
That could be true.
Look like Justin. Look like he was shooting a shot. She would. Like,
that nigga right now is going to shoot her a text. He has the number.
Well, see,
No.
The reason he can do that the next day is because they already have a rapport, like a relationship.
But she could have a rapport with somebody. A rapper that we don't know, or a businessman we don't know.
That's true. But my question was, I'm saying, like, I'm talking about. Yeah, if you don't know her, like, you don't have a relationship. That's what I said.
You got to fly her out.
I want to know why the fuck she tweeted that shit in the first place.
Because I mean, so you either want to get ahead of it.
I got the song.
I think that's a PR thing because she's looking a little funny. I think she was probably looking a little funny, and the PR team or her wanted to get ahead of it and say that and say why she broke up.
She got time,
and I'm not knocking her because that could have happened. Yeah. I'm just saying they wanted to get ahead of it because I think the interview kind of made her look a little crazy.
Y'all just curious
on
what the fuck
matters. But hey, if there's a chance they can get back together, man, y'all do what y'all got to do, man.
There's a chance y'all can get back together and y'all want to get back together.
Man, do that shit after his birthday because I
want to get back together. Shout out to Northside.
All right, so NBA Youngboy yesterday was arrested by the feds.
He tried to do the
worst. Let me read the little backstory real quick. NBA Youngboy is in FBI custody after LAPD cops pulled up on him and tracked him down when allegedly he attempted to flee the scene. We're told the bus went down Monday, LAPD, and the feds attempted to pull over the vehicle he was in because he had an outstanding federal warrant. That set off a short pursuit, but once the car stopped, cops say that the rapper bolted on foot. Basically, he keeps going, says the cops sent the canines out. They didn't bite him. They put out some footage today. You can't see him, but you can tell them, like, hey, we're sending the canine out. If you don't come out, I guess he complied. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
He ain't going to get bit.
Hell no.
Get the dog off my homie.
React.
Get off me. Get off me. Like, bro.
React.
Why do you have a warrant? Like, you know that. You could pay that. You got lawyers. This shit's paid for. Nigga, just go handle the business in court, get whatever it is done. Like,
well, it's a federal warrant, so he may not even know that shit was coming. Like, the last thing he got arrested for was a state thing with the guns.
Oh, so you think he don't even know about the federal?
They might have picked that up, but it's a seal. See, the thing is, I think they said the indictment is sealed. So that's where I feel like it's about to get scary. Because when it's sealed, like, it's still not out, I feel like maybe it's other niggas they still got to catch. And you don't want to put the warrant out in public. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking maybe like, you might get hit with like some gang activity, some RICO. I don't know. But it sounds like it's pretty deep.
What's the feds win rate?
Like 97%, 98%. Guilty.
Keep going down.
Say it one more time. What's the percentage?
98%.
Shouts out Casanova. Shouts out Young Boy. Freedom Rise, but
Casanova been pissing me off.
It don't look good.
First of all, if Young Boy got a fucking, you know, if he got a bun and all nine of his baby mamas don't come together and get his ass out, I'm getting all the bitches up and got their apartment.
All nine of
them. Because none of his baby mamas have nothing of bad to say about him. And about him being a bad father, nothing. There's no reason all three of them, thousands of them, I mean, shouldn't put money together and go get him, bro.
Give it to him.
If you have a Buns, I'm saying.
Dave, you see how he got some.
I don't think that he's getting. I mean, when you run away, when you run away,
better go and get his motherfucking ass.
I think that when you in federal, when you in federal courtroom and they talking about how you ran away from the cops and he got caught with another gun, and this is
but they said they don't know if that was his.
So
he was in the car with a gun. That's all they need to make.
But if they,
that's all. I'm not saying that he's that they. I'm not saying just the charge matter. What I'm saying is. They're going to use that against him. Like, let's say that the last case that he had, right, where he got caught with all, where everybody got caught with guns because he was shooting a music video, right? Let's say that they basically picked the feds picked up that case, and your case is about guns, and then you all, so you can bond it out. Then when they come to get you for the warrant, it's already another gun in the car. That's not going to look good at your bond hearing. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say. Like. It's not gonna look good for you, so I think that this is a.
You better hope that was security.
License. Serious charge. Serious charges, man. We gonna wish you nothing but the best over here at Facts of Cap, though. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're going through, but.
Hope you get through it, bro.
For sure.
You got too many miles to feed, dog.
Too many. I mean, okay, so y'all ever heard of Derrick Jackson?
No.
Me either. So I did my research, and apparently he's a relationship guru, right?
I wouldn't call him a guru, but
he's supposed to be. That's what his title is, like according to like all the sites that I've seen, and like that's what he does. Like he gives relationship advice.
You ain't never seen that.
He talks about men specifically. A lot of men who cheat, like it's like he's talking to the women, like oh you shouldn't. Don't take that. Don't take this from that.
I'm whatever. Speaking from an example.
Take that.
So, he recently put up a video. I'm not sure. I think maybe that one of his mistresses spoke out.
And somebody called him out on it. And they figured out, like, hey, you got caught for cheating with such and such.
Yeah, okay. So, he put up a video
not to do.
Where he's holding his wife's hand. I'm talking about extremely tight. She's close.
Bitch,
he ain't even let her. He pulled an NBA young boy. It looked like he said, "Yo, wake up, wake up." She had her bonnet on and shit in the video. You know what I'm saying? And he basically was like, just issuing a public apology, just talking about how he cheated in August and September multiple times. Why he cheated? Like he went into very big detail. It sounded crazy, right? She's sitting there. I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? Like, she looked like she was kind of a little, like, forced to do it. Mm. The way they just, if you were to read her body language, it looked kind of crazy, right? Yeah. Like, she looked like.
He was scared, like, bro. Like, the bitch was scared to fart, like.
Listen, bro, you gotta see it. So, that brought up, you know, a question in my mind, because we seen Kirk Franklin and his public apology. Last week, we've been seeing everybody, you know, that's a thing. People do their public apologies and stuff. My thing is, my question is, when do you feel like a public apology has to happen as far as relationships?
Never.
When do you feel like it has to happen?
Never.
Or when do you feel like it's acceptable, like it makes sense?
If you're a public figure and you do something that gets put out in public, then...
Yeah, but why? If you have a relationship, you and that person have a bond. Mm-hmm. As long as y'all sit down and y'all talk about it, you give that person that apology. If they're okay with your apology, mm-hmm. you don't owe nobody else shit. I'm not about to go public with it. I don't give a damn what the public say.
But that's if you're a private citizen. But I think
no, I'm saying celebrity as well. Like you can't take this shit that's on social media because the next thing is gonna happen tomorrow. Like this Sweetie and Quavo shit was going on. And then as soon as this shit happened, with old boy we talking about now, nobody said another word about Sweetie and Quavo.
I mean, yeah, but if you go on his comments or her comments, probably all they see.
Right now, until the next thing happens.
I'm not talking
so
about...
So let me ask you this.
Individual comments.
So let's say that... I don't know how he got caught, right? But let's say that, you know, he's obviously some kind of public figure, right? In his body. So let's say that he was at Papado's with a side bitch. And people was recording him and posting it online. And that's how his wife found out. Do you think that he shouldn't apologize publicly because basically that's how he got caught? Like, that's how the situation went down? Do you think he shouldn't, or do you think he should just talk behind closed doors? Like, he should address it?
I feel like you talk behind closed doors. Now, if she asks for a public apology, then yeah, do it. But if she doesn't mention that, no, mm-hmm. you don't owe them shit.
I mean, I don't think you have to, but I just think it's probably for the best.
Why?
Because you're public figures. You talking all in public. You got called in public. You embarrassed all in public.
What if you're happy? What if your house is happy with that? Now you rehashing the situation. It's going to bring them feelings back that you really talking about.
You're going to ignore it, though? Because people going to feel like ignore it.
No, I don't care. But that's where you separate the two. Once you at home, as long as home is happy, that's all that matter. I don't give a fuck what nobody said online.
I get what you're saying. What I'm saying is, though, especially for him, he's speaking about relationships. It's kind of like, yeah, niggas gonna be like, hey, didn't you cheat?
He brought even more attention to it by addressing it. He should have never addressed it.
I don't even think, for me, I agree with you for the most part, but I think in that situation, I just think that his apology was terrible. Like, I think that the way he addressed it, the body language, everything, like, I didn't feel like I feel like he tried to over-explain it. I think he should have just said something to the extent of, I think it's all about delivery. Because we'll see people do a statement, and the statement might be sweet and short. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, we got a private matter going on. Me and her have discussed it, and we're working this out. Thanks, everybody, for, you know, the well wishes, and, you know, appreciate and love to our fans. Mm-hmm. If we would have kept it like that,
hey,
nobody would have had nothing to say.
Can I ask you a question? So from that apology that he did you not hear that it sounded like at this point he's blaming her for the reason why he cheated?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Basically, in a nutshell, he said, hey, you basic, you boring, I needed some extra attention.
That's a bad apology.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, he I'm saying he should have kept it a little short.
But I just want to make sure y'all heard
it. He over-explained it. He did too much.
And then she come on there looking like she looking. And then came back and apologized again. Still ain't looking like shit. Now he's like, oh, you a homie bitch. That's why he keep cheating on you. That's what I got from it.
Our nigga had to do what's goddamn post a picture on Instagram and say, goddamn, I miss my grandma. And then my father forgave him. Because I'm saying grandma's get motherfuckers out of shit. Because Uzi got this shit.
Uzi said, my grandma said, we supposed to be together.
Aww.
Public forgiveness.
What you gonna do after that?
Listen,
Jay, you stupid as fuck.
Yeah, free call.
Yeah, I just feel like his delivery was wrong. I feel like bro, delivery was wrong. He came off real manipulative. He was trying to talk fast. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was slick. You know what I mean? It just didn't. It was just a terrible apology. It seemed rehearsed.
She didn't make it.
It seemed like he told her, "Hey, don't say anything. I'll do the talking." It just came off real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna run this shit. And it's like, damn, nigga, you the reason that y'all in the shit.
Yeah, this situation.
So it's just like, you need to calm down. But I mean, I do understand his point. But I do feel like if you are going to issue an apology, keep it short and sweet. You don't have to give no super long, drawn out explanation. That's how I look at it. So, I don't know. But,
shit.
The man it works. Think, RIP, you think Kobe shouldn't have publicly apologized to his wife?
Yeah, because he got caught with a white woman.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about
to do.
What? Bro, that is degrading, bro. I don't give a fuck what your black woman look like or Spanish woman, bro. You fucked a white woman.
Because it was like he didn't get charged, but it was like a lawsuit for rape.
He should apologize.
If you think that she's staying with you, nigga, you gotta put that $1 million ring on her finger and you gotta apologize.
He should apologize on his fucking knees, like in Staples Center. Like, you, bro, you fucked a white woman, bro. That is
in the ass.
Bro, that is disgusting, and, bro.
Yeah, it was in the ass.
He had it in the ass. They found the semen in the ass. Oh, my God.
You are a famous black man and stuck to being a white woman. Like, bro. I'm mad at that nigga.
RIP, black mama.
Alright. So,
I ain't got a rape mama, what?
I said white mama.
Oh, I was gonna say, come on, bro.
Nah, mama ain't like, Kobe innocent.
No.
So,
we're clear.
The city of Miami declared a state of emergency response to spring break crowd and this year. And
curfew.
Clearly nobody abided by the curfew. I see bitches fighting. It looked like it's about 10 o'clock at night at least. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, pretty much, I think the last few years we've seen it getting out of control. I remember people sleeping on the beach at night, all kind of shit, right?
Spring break's always been... You talking about Miami specifically?
No, I'm talking about for Miami.
Okay.
For Miami. They're saying it's getting out of control. They're saying, like, yeah, we know how bad Miami is.
Panama.
So
you had to be there. That was the time when you had to be there. But go ahead, bro.
So my only question is, do you think that this is like, do you think that basically they can shut down Miami? Like, how, you know how they did Panama. Like, Panama's not what Panama was. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out the game.
Do you think that, Miami can kind of like detour that type of activity from happening? Or do you think that this is just going to always be a spring break thing?
No, they doing a good job to turn. My bigger picture from that is yes, they can, but it sucks being young in this COVID era, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, no graduation, no prom, no sports, no crowds, no spring break, no. Imagine if you had a wedding planned that weekend or a bachelor party planned that weekend and you already paid for the hotel, you pay for shit, and then they just dead it.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And niggas like, bro, I can't be the dumb nigga that gets arrested.
I really feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
So I really feel like they did that 8 o'clock shit just for the kids. Like, I feel like they targeting the kids, not really like...
Nah, because look, 2 weeks ago, right, the curfew was 12. But they literally was out there on the megaphone saying, hey, it's 11:55, start calling your Ubers. Mm-hmm. Like, South Beach is shut down. Mm-hmm. You got to go back to your rooms or wherever you're going.
Nah, it's 8 o'clock, bitch.
But you do it at 8 o'clock because, you know, like spring breakers are coming and... Yeah. It's over, like, they can control it 2 weeks before spring break, but after spring break, like, nigga, you need a whole fucking National Guard to come down there to that and protect it. So at that point, it's like, you gotta do it.
Like, I'm be that nigga, like, hey, bro,
fuck, I'm definitely gonna be out at 8:45 still. Yeah,
like, I'm gonna cut it, bro. And if I'm gonna cut somewhere, smoking a blunt in the back somewhere, nigga, like, no, not me.
I mean, I don't know, man. I think that this isn't like nothing new, though. Like, I feel like maybe social media may put you in a position where you have to do something. Mm-hmm. But people, I mean, shit. When Freaknik left Atlanta, they went to Miami. Like, Miami's always been.
I don't think the issue is what they're doing. I think the issue that is COVID going on top of it. So they're worried about.
But they were talking about this was been a discussion before COVID, though. Like for the last couple years, every year during Miami, they talk about this. They talk about the same ass shit. It's always fights. It's always people twerking on cars, shit like that.
That's normal.
I think that's
part of what they. That's part of what they're discussing. Now, I do get the fact that it's COVID. Yeah, that's what
it makes it
like.
Even worse.
Yeah, they have to take the action. But what I'm saying is, like, it's always been the discussion the last few years. So. Mm-hmm. I think it is not really nothing new. Like, even I'm sure back in the old days, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody, our aunties and shit used to come there and wild out, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I know my mom used to wild fuck her free.
Hey,
man. So, wild out like that. I mean, like, goddamn. I mean, being turned the fuck up.
You mind if I wild out?
Mama got a wife, too. Go, mama.
It's true. I mean, I have to be down there. Lit as fuck. I used to be our goddamn neck. We used to be downtown.
I mean, they say it's like everything wasn't all, you know, XXX. Yeah. It was a block party.
70% of it was. But that 30%. 6 p.m. kids get the fucking. All
right.
Cuss pussy being popped at 6:01.
So, Deshaun Watson, man. Fake. Georgia native.
Fake.
They done put out now.
Oh, hold on. Another lawsuit just got him. It's another one just now.
For real?
No, I'm joking.
I'm about to say, I know that was the joke. I'm like, damn, but you know what? They really have been dropping like that. So I'm like, shit.
I could be chilling, smoking.
What is it? 14 now? It's 14 women.
Last time I checked, 14.
14 women have came out and said that he sexually assaulted them.
All different. Not all of them the same. Some of them just sexual assault. Some a lot of them are uncomfortable.
But all of them got the same lawyer.
Same lawyer.
But all of them cool. The lawsuit.
Cool as fuck. The Texans on.
He's a celebrity lawyer.
They're only asking for $500.
Nah, I think it was more.
And a lot of the lawsuits I've seen, it's only $500.
I think it started off as a they offered him a settle and he declined it. Mm-hmm. So now
they tried to. I think they did it as like a package, like give him a 6-figure settlement.
Yeah, that's why I read it.
But and they're lawsuits. They're not charges.
This nigga's from Gainesville. This nigga from Gainesville. This nigga ain't do that shit. He just want to get the fuck out of Texas. And go somewhere else.
Wait, what is Gainesville?
This is just a regular Gainesville nigga. He's a good nigga in the community. He take care of his community. I don't believe that one person.
I can't say that he's just a great nigga.
From what I've heard and what I know from people from Gainesville, like, and I'm talking about white people, like people love white people that don't even watch football love.
That's exactly why he probably could have did it. Nah. He said it's like white people.
No, I'm saying like. Old white people like, oh, he always come back and take care of the community and the.
Like, what does that matter? What does that do with being like?
Now you're making me go against my argument because I'm just trying to tell you that shit, what you just said, does
you not could be matter. Like an outstanding citizen. Like,
I get all
Darren that. Sharper.
I get that.
Yeah, like.
That man is a whole serial rapist.
Bro, well, what I'm saying is.
For years.
This nigga has never had a scratch on his rap.
You knew Darren Sharper.
It was some questionable shit.
Dude. What?
Hey.
Oh, hey.
But from what I know, I feel like Deshaun Watson, this nigga ain't did shit. And then they talk about all this shit happened that some rubber tug spas and shit. This nigga got his head off and now you say you felt uncomfortable. No. It's just legal. It's legal where he was at. He ain't do shit.
It's legal where he was at the what?
For the little goddamn happy endings and shit. So all the girls work at spas.
It's legal in Houston to get sloppy toppy at the spa?
I'm not going to say sloppy toppy per se, but a nice little hand.
You said you can do that in Houston?
Yes.
Where you seen that law at?
Nigga, it's there. I'll show you later. After that. There.
I ain't never heard of that.
Anybody ever been to Atlantic City, you can walk down in the spas. It says happy ending. Have much money. Like, them shits.
I don't know that.
But they might have that up there to allure you, but that might not necessarily be what.
Bruh. This is my biggest takeaway from all that shit. Like, obviously, he want to be traded. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a connection between the Houston owners and the lawyer. Obviously, you see all the people assigned to the same lawyer, and they said there was some credibility issues with that dude anyway.
He's a celebrity lawyer.
He's a celebrity lawyer. But, first off, this is just me, like, you a nigga in America. No matter how much money you got, there's ways that people want to get you in trouble. Mm-hmm. You can get in trouble. All right, let's look at him. This nigga's like massages. He do. He be Instagramming all these massages. Mm-hmm. This nigga freak-ass boy. He be talking about rubbing my butts and all this other crazy shit. So, like, that can be, it's legal. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. But sometimes you be in a situation where a girl can be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason. You can say, hey, you want to. And he's like, no, but okay, my bad. I didn't. Just the last girl was cool with it, so. And then from there, a lawyer might come to this girl and
be like, hey. You can be naked, you can get naked too.
And a girl be like, hey, you ever felt uncomfortable with Deshaun? Well, not really. I said, did you ever slide some money? Feel uncomfortable with Deshaun? There was this one time. So there's some gray area maybe where he didn't actually sexual assault, but once you start getting enough people.
Yep.
Right, wrong, whatever.
Numbers.
It's not even gonna matter at a certain point.
Yeah.
That's why I feel where he's headed to, unless they can get some good evidence to say them Instagram shit was fake. But
yeah, I think
it was one in Georgia. He was, I think it was active.
He got one in LA.
He got one in March.
He was active.
So my thing is,
he was active. I didn't say he did anything illegal. What I'm saying, that man was active. So if there was some sex involved,
So I think my first response to that, like just my
NDAs.
Yeah, I think my initial response to that is that there's obviously something that they're trying to get against them. I don't really believe it, but if I were to make a counter argument, I'd have been like, first of all, why is he getting massages from not like an athletic?
Masseuse. Just a random girl?
Like, you're just randomly. That doesn't look good.
That don't look good.
I got to do it for free.
Like, if you're a sports athlete And why not? And why aren't you sticking to one person? So that's how I know that something is. He left the door open. He left the door open. That's all I'm saying. You left the door open.
It just, I think everybody, if somebody hire a private investigator and be like, yo, look into his life. Mm. If you wanted to frame this nigga with something, what can we do?
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, damn, Justin. How come when you run around this route every time, every time? And there's this lady that work here that we can frame and say, boom, let's say he cheated with this girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this certain shit you
do. He left the door open.
You leave a door open. You got to, like, I believe when people like conspiracy theories with the government, it's certain shit you do that they can frame. Okay, you fit this profile. Mm. Every day you go to Bethesda Park. Every day you run, we can frame you for this. Mm. So he fucking with billionaires.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's conspiracy. I'm saying he could have got some head from some chick and then
it's not the first time a girl and
didn't want to do it.
That's all they needed.
And that's all they need to get some money. It's a civil suit. It's not a criminal suit. So is that right? Nah, but I'm not talking about whether he's right or wrong. I'm talking about whether he can get in trouble.
Yeah, I think
that's all that matters.
I think that it sounds like he put himself in a bad position. Do I think he did it? If I had to answer, I don't think he did it. But when you put yourself in that position, can't do nothing. Nobody can do
nothing. I don't feel like he did anything illegal. He did something that it was mutual. It was a mutual agreement. And fuck it. The league is just trying to, the Texans organization is trying to find a way to
keep him.
Make sure he can't go nowhere or get him in trouble to the point where he can't play. And they can get out of paying him that guaranteed money.
Well, they already done paid him. he's going to get traded.
No, he
just signed.
He signed last year.
Yeah, you don't get paid.
What I'm asking is, if they trade him, doesn't that contract come off of?
Yes, but they don't want
to trade. They have to pay the dead money.
Okay.
So it's like, let's say he signed $100 million with $30 million guaranteed.
So they got to pay $30 million.
If you trade him, it's prorated for 5 years, so 4 years would be like 25 minutes, whatever the math is.
Mm-hmm.
So they also have to pay that money.
Okay, so. Okay. Hey, man, good luck to you, Deshaun. You ain't going to jail.
Man, they're not going to let all three of them go.
That's where I really always kind of get a little iffy about it. Like, if there's no real charges being pressed and it's just a civil suit, that's when I'm like, all right, so this is about the money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it still sounds like to me.
I got past the point where it's like I get mad about it. It happens too often. It's just like, and you gotta protect your investment. You're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, everything to be vetted. You can't move like you just a normal nigga trying to get a happy massage.
Like I watch Shannon Sharp today talking about he didn't have the same athletic masseuse for 30 years. Bro, you gotta move smarter. You gotta move smart. You can't just be out here just going all around the country just getting massages from
random girls,
from random women, bro.
Because like, if you is trying to get a little lucky on the side, I'm Deshaun Watson. Yeah, that shit, that's not smart.
Nigga with a dick turn, bro. Go to an escort service or something.
It ain't worth it. Bro.
Ain't worth it. Yeah,
to the bunny ranch.
All right, so Versus released like a.
A schedule.
They didn't release everybody's name, but let's run this by. So they released the first two of who's gonna be going against each other.
Mm-hmm.
April 4th, Easter Sunday. We got the pleasure of getting the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm
getting a perm.
Who do y'all got?
Isley Brothers.
Getting a blouse.
I'm gonna get some bell bottoms.
I'm taking Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's close.
When they give me Love's Holiday, when Love's Holiday play,
that's automatic 20 points.
Yeah, that's 20. That's 20. That's I'm probably going to go like 6.
I'm probably going to go 6
either way.
But I just know, it's going to be something about, oh shit, that is our fire. Oh shit, that's the Ozzy Brothers.
They play September, I get it. They're going to play September. They're going to play all that. And I know the Ozzy Brothers, between the sheet, they coming with the fire. You're going to hear a lot of samples. A lot of samples.
But
you're
the shit, like, oh,
that would be.
No. I ain't watching this for the music. The shit that they gonna be talking in between and
their performance.
The shit they about to say
and they like
95 years old.
Earth
and Fire.
Earth
and
Fire.
Still, I like that. Like,
they still.
I know
Ozzy
Bro.
They were after the Ozzy Bro.
But I'm talking about as far as the shit talking, as far as like.
Oh, I don't know. They can't tell you nothing
about that. Ozzy
Bro's
actually
gangsta ass nigga. Yeah, it looks like they.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is still some smooth ass niggas. Like, he's still going. Like, hey, I can't wait. Like, that's some shit I'm gonna watch. in between the songs. Like, I ain't even about to go pull me a drink. I'm just gonna have to go.
September. So we got the How High special on 420. Red Man and Method Man.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I want to see them together versus somebody. Like, I don't want to see them.
Yo, you tripping.
I heard about that. I heard like it would have been better if it was Red and Meth versus Ghostface and Raekwon.
But it's
that shit.
But no, it's a 420 edition. So y'all look at it, the marketing perspective behind it.
No. Nah.
420, and think about it. Have y'all ever seen the fucking Soul Train performance they did where they was climbing up shit, jumping up? Bro, they about to go crazy with these performances.
How long ago was that?
I don't think.
Yeah, like, oh.
Have you seen Method Man? That nigga is.
He's old.
In shape.
You're performing in a room.
All I'm saying, I'm not saying they're going to be climbing that shit.
I thought
what you said. What I'm saying is that they are high-level performers, and they will be a high-level performer for 420. I'm not saying that. It's going to be hype enough from where you're watching it from your bedroom to where you're going to enjoy the energy. Hey, so you know what I'm saying?
That's how
I look at it.
If y'all had a 420 performance that y'all would want to see,
Wiz and somebody like a
Snoop.
I mean, not necessarily against each other because this Snoop is gonna murder.
Juicy and Snoop.
But these niggas is how I get it. The marketing. How high?
Who? Cudi and who?
Wiz, Cudi, Juicy J.
But Meth and Red Man, they gonna put on a show. That's just gonna be a show.
It's gonna be a show. Nobody's gonna care about who wins in that battle because you know they partners.
Most of their songs is together.
That's what I'm saying. So I think that we're gonna look at that one just right there. That's just one that's just for the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I think that's perfect. Okay. So now they're blurring out names.
Who do you think the rematch is gonna be?
Hold on. We gonna get they got a Mother's Day special. They got some. Okay. So Mother's Day is what, May 9th? Yeah. On May 8th, they got one, but they blurred out everything. They don't even have a title for it. So on May 9th, so we getting one back. We getting them back to back. Mother's Day special, May 9th.
We hope so.
The rematch is Memorial Day. The rumors that I heard was it's going to be Swizz and Timbo.
That's what I think makes most sense.
So or it's going to be... Answer.
Is it going to be that, or it's going to be somebody where the audio is just fucking horrible? Like, one of the first ones.
A lot of them was like that. I don't know. Especially the early ones, when it was more pure. It was.
I would love to see T-Pain. I would love to see T-Pain again.
The entertainment was
Sean Gary.
Sean Gary the Dream was hilarious.
Nah, I don't think they're gonna try that again.
And the music was fire.
Yeah,
I knew every song.
But they got a ladies' night special too, and it's two different shows, but they don't have the dates, as you say, to be announced.
It's like Mary J. and
But yeah, Mariah. I think Tim and Swizz need a official platform, good quality.
Well, you see, they sold. Who did they sell?
Triller
got the rights to air it, I guess.
But they still keep like.
Listen, man, y'all keep putting all these corporate organizations in here, but I know one thing: I don't need to see nobody bouncing no damn Doritos for 30 minutes.
I think Triller is gonna be a better.
I didn't like it. I already said it, but at the end of the day, it got too big. You can't like the original. Plan for it was when we was quarantining. Mm-hmm. When everybody was in the house, I did
that. And that shit goes too far now.
Now it's too big. Now it's a thing.
Once everything opened up, now they can host this shit. No, now you can go and watch that shit live in different cities.
It's not like culture no more. Like, I don't need it to be it's just hip hop.
I feel like that's why they sold it, because everything about to open back up and everybody watching that shit.
Or is this, but like, now they're gonna have white people on there, like hip hop, like pop bands.
But I mean, but they also gave
Backstreet Boys was in sync.
I'm there for it.
Britney Spears is in
sync. I'm there for it too.
Niggas is dropping heat.
I'm just saying,
but what they did though, everybody before made sure that they had a piece of it. So everybody's gonna make some bread off of it.
So I ain't mad at it.
Like, they did it the right way.
It's past trying to keep that shit.
I'm still mad at them. Before I get to this last topic, because they interrupted that 3-6 Mafia Bone Thugs one and said we gonna do it at a later.
Maybe that's one of the ones that's blurred out.
That shit better happen. I know that fucking much. Last thing before we get to what's the scenario.
Tip still gonna do it? Oh, he versed the courtroom.
He died. Okay. He died.
That nigga said versed the courtroom.
That nigga just versed the people. Right now, what are you talking about? Yeah, I was talking to my girl today. I was like, boy, that nigga has fell off the radar. And you know he's a social media ass nigga. Oh, my
he
God.
He also
in the... He ain't said nothing. You know it's real when he ain't even been out here talking about the nigga that shot the people in Atlanta last week.
Hey, he,
you know he wanted to say something so bad.
He ain't a dumbass nigga, too. He know he thinks. Hey, just stay on.
He don't listen to his boy, shit.
Shut up to him.
He done not listened enough.
Clifford, 7-time felon. What do you care about the case, man?
Oh, he can't.
Draymond Green says he's the best defender ever. React.
That nigga smoking dick.
I'm going to let y'all get off, so I think I'm going to have a different
opinion. I think he has an argument. Do I think he's the best defender ever? No.
But is he up there?
Yes.
Do I think he has an argument? Because people was talking about, like I seen what's my man name, Kendrick Perkins, saying like Ben Wallace.
Seen a whole list.
He got into it with, who was that he just got into it with?
Tony Allen.
Tony Allen.
Cap.
I think the difference between Draymond Green and a lot of these defenders, one, he's more versatile. So I think he can he can definitely defend you about four positions. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green. So that's now I think like Ben Wallace or somebody like that.
Except Pepin, Rodman, Olajuwon, Ben Wallace, Tony Allen, Gary Payton, Kawhi, Mutombo, Michael Jordan, Anthony Davis, Ron Artest, Bruce Bowen, Kobe, KG. Drew Holiday.
Bruce Bowen is not a better defender than Draymond.
Was Gary Payton on there?
He said Gary Payton. Okay, Gary Payton, he's only guarding you the one and the two. So, like, I'm making an argument.
Let's debate it.
I think Draymond's argument could be that I defend multiple players. I think where Tony, he got into it with Tony Allen. The thing about Tony Allen, I would say Tony Allen is a specialist. He's the nigga like I'm gonna defend the best player and I'm just gonna guard them like
I'm gonna defend the best wing player.
Yeah, I'm gonna defend the best wing player and I'm gonna follow them around, I'm gonna guard them. I don't care if we do a fucking boxing one, that's what I do. But Draymond Green, I think what people don't appreciate about Draymond Green because they look at stats, Draymond Green, he keeps people in their place, he communicates, he's the guy that communicates. He takes the charge when he needs to. His defense leads to fast breaks. It leads to points.
Help
he
defense, does switches.
He help defense. He literally does everything.
He's like the safety of offense.
Yes. If you watch a game, even just his instincts.
And he led the league in steals 1 year.
Yes. Even his instincts are good. So I think that's the thing. When you get a narrative put against you and you got people like Charles Barkley, triple singles and shit like that, people don't really respect you. And the difference is, like, he's really, like, a multifaceted, like, he's a diverse defender. And that's what people don't understand. So I do think that he has an argument.
So let's dive in. Let's get a little bit more deep. So everybody I named, most of them played in the older era.
Facts.
Where they had hand checking.
Yeah.
Where they
get
crowded,
hitting niggas.
Crowded the paint. Where it was paint protectors or wing defenders where you just send them to the paint. That's literally...
And this is a harder era to defend.
So, it's a different era to defend. But, yeah, I make the argument it's the harder era to defend one-on-one.
Facts.
But Tony Allen played a little bit in this era. Right? He played without hand-checking. He played against Kobe. He played against some of the best... Kevin Durant.
Like I just said about him, he's just a specialist.
So, now my argument is... What's more valuable, somebody who can take away the best scorer and limit them or make them shoot a bad percentage, or somebody that does a little bit of everything but nothing great? Or
I don't think that Draymond doesn't not do nothing great. I think
you think he's a great one-on-one defender on the wing? Because if that's the case, how come he didn't guard LeBron?
I don't think he's a better defender one-on-one with Tony Allen. Like, if you compare him to Tony Allen, but I do think he's a good one-on-one defender. I think he has a knack. He has great instincts. He has a knack for making plays. I think that it's a lot of things that he can do. He makes all the right decisions.
Okay.
He makes the other defenders better.
Do you think he was a better defender than KG? Because KG kind of did what he did. But he was, KG was a little
I think
more
that KG tape. Is a more.
When he was dominant, Boston,
the same thing. I think
he did the same thing. I think calling the defense.
Yeah, I think KG is great at that. Like I said, I don't think that Draymond
played
is
the three when he came to the league.
I don't think that Draymond is the greatest defender ever. Now I do respect KG as far as defense because he is. He is kind of like that.
I want to compare him to the people what he do.
Okay.
To compare him to.
I would say that Draymond is. I think that it's more impressive for me with Draymond just because he's undersized as well. I think that counts. I think it counts.
Then Iverson's the greatest because he's undersized. Like
what? No, we're talking about defense. An
excuse because he's undersized.
We're talking about defense.
This doesn't matter.
What I'm saying is to be undersized in the like put it like this. It's more impressive watching Dennis Rodman average 17 rebounds. As a nigga who has the body of a shooting guard, than watching, I don't know how many rebounds Patrick Ewing averaged, but let's say that Patrick Ewing averaged 17 and Rodman averaged 17. Who's more impressive? I mean, you gonna say Rodman
because he's smaller.
That holds for something.
So did Iverson, but my old boss.
I mean, Iverson is impressive.
Yeah, I think LeBron James was the best. Versatile defender I ever seen in person.
For a few years, though.
Bruh. And he did it at a level where, like, when him in Miami, like, him, like you couldn't make a pass. Fast break, turn the point, guarding 1-5. I seen him shut down Chris Paul, guard Joel Embiid.
But to be considered the best ever, you got to do it more consistently.
He doesn't do it as consistently because he had a bigger offensive role. And obviously took turns, but...
That's like Kawhi.
I'm not mad at him.
That's kind of like Kawhi Leonard. Before we go, that's kind of like Kawhi Leonard. Like I think that Kawhi Leonard, when he had less responsibility, he was a better defensive player. And then obviously now he has like a issue with his legs, his thighs, whatever. But I think you got to be consistent. Like Draymond Green has been doing this kind of like since he kind of came in the league.
Yeah.
To this point,
I mean, it put him in the talks. Like he's definitely in the talks. He may not be number one.
It's a running joke, bro. It's just kind of like jokes just run with the NBA.
I just don't think. Just because you're more versatile and one person is a specialist doesn't make you better. It just makes you more versatile.
Yeah, but
you have to show me like why.
I'm looking at it like this.
Whose impact is more?
Who kind of like, if you picking up somebody and like say that you're scouting somebody, you're talking to the scout. Mm-hmm. You're like, yo, this guy right here, he's a dog defensively. He defends the best guards on the floor. He's a dog. This guy right here, though, he can defend everybody.
Can he?
Except for maybe your point. But this guy right here, he can defend.
I don't know if I can defend everybody. That's my point. I may be wrong. Maybe I look at some tape.
You ain't seen him in the runs.
He can defend. He's a really good defender. Well, I don't know if he. If you're going to put him on your best wing defender the whole game. I don't. He's never done that. Now,
but what I'm saying. Okay, so look. This is what makes him great. This is what makes him great. He don't have to necessarily be the nigga that defend everybody the whole game. He's the nigga that's gonna make everybody better defensively. And that's why he's one of the greatest defensive players.
I agree.
Because you know what? Hey, yo, look, this is your position. He's gonna explain to you right then and there.
Pick, switch up.
Yeah, look, this is what we need to be doing.
I'm KG.
That's your guy. No, it's wrong. One thing if, you know what? Yo, that nigga Tony Allen, let's put him on Kobe. He's defending his ass off right now. That don't necessarily mean he's making everybody else better. That just means he's taking the burden. He's taking the responsibility. But if I can make everybody better, then you one of the greatest defensive players in the league. Because now you got everybody being one of the best. You got people playing to their max capability. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, there's some nuance to it.
Yeah, so... Oh, here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? What's the scenario? This is like my little warm-up question, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we ain't even here before.
This is the warm-up question, you know what I'm saying? This is light. You're rich. You're successful. Money's not a problem. Your daughter turned 16. She wants a high-end luxury car for her 16th birthday, right? She feel like I got straight A's, good behavior. She feels like she deserves it. You're not sure that a 16-year-old should have such a vehicle. So what do you end up doing? Do you get her the car that she wants? Or, you know...
Why am I not sure?
Just because, I mean, she's 16. That's how you look at it.
Put it like this.
Like, say that your daughter is 16 and she wants one of the highest class Benz.
And I can afford it, but I just don't think she she's too young.
Do you believe that there's a such thing as being too young, I guess? Do you believe
that? Nah, I don't. Okay. At that point, if she's not responsible enough, then yeah, I'm gonna get her a cheaper car.
Like, say you think she wants a fucking Benz truck or some shit.
The only things I could think of is, like, I don't want you to have too much of a high profile car because it draws negative attention. Mm-hmm. It could draw too much attention. Mm-hmm. And that could, you might be in the mall, get ran up on, just shit like that. Mm-hmm. But just, like, you're too young to have a nice car. Nah.
I'm not really trying to say it like that. You ain't no Ferrari. I'm not trying to say that you're too young to have a nice car. I don't want it to come off like that. I'm not trying to say that.
I just don't think.
And you getting a Ferrari.
If I can afford it, why not? Why?
What you think?
Because, you said, like, a Ferrari? Yeah, like, those cars. Because, like, bro, something.
Like, I safe.
Yeah.
Safe in what sense? Like,
maintenance-wise, and then being young and dumb.
Yeah, I'm not trusting a 16-year-old.
You don't trust a 16-year-old in a Ferrari?
You trust a 16-year-old in a Ferrari?
I don't trust me in a Ferrari. I'm 28.
So, look, I got my license when I turned 16, and my mom really made me wait like an extra 8-9 months before I could drive her car for real. And she said, because I want to trust that you'll do the right thing in my car. Mm-hmm. So the first night she gave me the car, I remember we went to the mall. I think I went to the school. Nah, we went to the school. Shout out to Kenny Strong. And niggas was flying down Pleasant Hill. I'm going like 80 down Pleasant Hill from school, and niggas is like throwing pennies at each other. Car, like, niggas is throwing shit out the window, hitting each other. But
that's why I said is if I think my kid was responsible.
My mom thought I was responsible enough at the time to take the car there.
Yeah, well, I mean, she clearly was wrong.
Yeah, like, so
if I think
you would never know if you're wrong enough because
But you saying don't take the chance. But if you're gonna do 80 in a Ford. You gonna do 80 in Ferrari? Like,
I'm just, Ferrari,
no, you're gonna do more than 80 in Ferrari.
A Ferrari, no. A Lamborghini, no.
Everybody ain't like that. Y'all know me, my car. Yeah. Not every kid don't push.
Yeah, but if you every never seen your push. Car, if you never seen your kid drive, how are you gonna assume that they not gonna push it?
What you mean I never seen them drive? They got their permit, didn't they?
Yeah, they driving with you. If I give you a Ferrari and you driving that bitch by yourself, or maybe a couple friends in the car say, hey, push that motherfucker.
Because you don't believe what you're saying right now, right?
And then, I don't be driving fast like that.
You.
I get it.
Exactly.
I get it.
That's probably why I would give
you a Ferrari. I get it. But listen,
you don't think 16-year-olds got Ferraris out there?
It's rare.
So, this is how I feel. If I was rich, at 16, I'm getting I can get you a foreign, a nice car, a nice
little
car.
It's gonna be a nice Toyota Camry.
Nah.
I'm just saying, if I'm rich, I'll get you a nice Mercedes.
And if my son or daughter, I wanted a Hellcat, I'm going to get that motherfucker.
But y'all niggas,
if your kid wanted a Hellcat, you gonna give him a Hellcat?
It's cheaper to maintain and if something.
But do you know the traction that niggas lose on that bitch? And you want a 16-year-old driving that motherfucker?
Listen, it's
there's grown adults can't drive that motherfucker.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
I've never been a speed nigga ever.
But we not talking about you.
I'm the parent. So I'm gonna assume my kid's not speeding.
Like, you got handed down. You think it's like genetic?
Nigga, I cannot wait till you have kids.
You are crazy as hell.
I cannot wait till you have kids.
You think it's genetic that because you don't speed that your kid not gonna speed?
What I'm saying is I can look at my kid and I'm gonna hope I can make the decision. You say it's an automatic no go. Why risk it? I'm saying my kid, if he's being responsible, I'm rich. Nigga, go live.
I
don't see kids get car accidents at 100 hours in a fucking.
Listen, this is how I operate.
I
do
not care.
This is how I operate. At 16, you're getting it can be a really nice car that most people can't afford. It's gonna be the safest car I can give you, right? Maybe by 18, when it's time for you to go to college, if I've seen that, you know what, you ain't had no hiccups, you ain't did nothing wrong, then maybe we could talk about getting that car that you wanted at 16. But there's no way that I'm going to give you a car at 16 and you've never really been on the streets like that by yourself. and I'm giving you a high-end luxury car, especially like we're talking about a Ferrari or some shit or something, you can just push that at 16, and I'm thinking, because I didn't speed, that you not going to speed. Nah, fam.
I'm not going first day, got your license, and I mean, like, no, like, you got to prove to me you can goddamn drive. I mean, like, in 6 months, you have to prove me you going to drive. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I don't care how much money I have, I'm not going higher than a Toyota Camry, whatever the year is, or the Honda Accord. Those are top-of-the-line cars. I'll get you the Sport. Like, I'll get you the nicest decked out one. I don't care how much money I have. I'm not going, because it's a luxury car. It's going to last, and it's going to do everything that you need it to do at 16.
I'm more scared that you said a Hellcat. That's scary.
But you said at 16. That is scary. No, 18, we can talk about something different. You going to college. But 16... Camry and a Honda Accord. This is
18 graduation.
Live it up, my nigga.
Grades
don't
good.
Do you know how? Like, tell your son to live it up when you give him the keys to a goddamn Ferrari. Just live it up.
I will tell him to be safe.
That's a son, daughter.
Y'all niggas.
18 and graduation. Good. You never. You fucked your car. I bought you 2 years ago. You're not a problem. Bruh, we gonna get anything you want. I mean, like, I was fucking on a Hellcat. Before that bitch was gonna get it.
At that point, you might get the Hellcat.
Oh, nah.
But at 16, you're not getting no Hellcat.
And Hellcat down to your little brother. You turn 18. And we're going to get something else.
I ain't giving no 16-year-old no Hellcat.
I would.
You get a Camry, a Honda Accord, or
I ain't saying this, I'll give you that.
What the fuck you rich for?
Like, let me get you this nice
Nigga, Lexus. Do you not know how much a Camry goes? We get you a Camry Sport.
I'll get you a Lexus.
No.
I'll get you a Camry. I'll get you a goddamn...
Your daughter next to you with the Moesha, nigga. Thanks, but no
shit,
thanks.
Well, then don't have it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Uber then, my
brother. First time I ever told me that.
Oh, fuck hell. Uber.
Definitely not getting a car now, bitch. Yeah. You gotta go get
your Uber then, motherfucker.
Thanks, but no thanks, Pops.
Oh, man.
Take that Saturn back.
All
right. I can't wait to see the comments.
Brand new Saturn.
All right, here we go, y'all. Come sticky.
Sticky. You
bet.
He got a new girlfriend. She's solid. You know what I mean?
Like, weight-wise solid or like...
No, like, she's just a solid individual. Okay. You know what I mean? See, you know, he's beginning to get real comfortable around her. You know, one day he slips up and he leaves the safe open. So, before he closes the safe the next day, once he realizes it's open, he realizes that, you know, like, a little $100 missing. So, he want to test the situation out again. So, the next time, his girl come over, he leave it open. $3,000 is missing, right? Sticky and her, they get into it. He end up calling his baby mama over there. She whoop her ass and shit. A week later, his daughter, one of his three daughters, come in that motherfucking new shoes, new clothes, etc.
It's my her daughter, you said?
No, his daughter.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You know he got mad kids. He got like 7 kids. Yeah. So one of his daughters come over there. You know, he noticed that she been over there every time that old girl over there. So she got all new everything, right?
How old is his daughter?
Let's say she's a teenager.
Oh, yeah, she's still.
She ends up admitting that she took the money. So if you cousin Sticky, what's the best way for you to try to apologize and to try to get your girl back in that situation?
I can't. I fucked up.
What's the best way? What would you do?
I just apologize and tell her I was wrong.
Give me your scenario. How do you try to get your girl back? I'm talking about if you got to go all out. Tell me what you would do.
If I got my baby mama to beat your ass, I'm scared to talk to you now because I knew I was wrong. I'm going to shoot you a text message and let you know I apologize. I found out who really did it. And we talk about it. But if you hate me, I totally get it. Like, I would not be mad at her for not talking to you again because I got your ass toe up. Awesome shit my goddamn daughter did.
Okay.
So it's really on her. But if she takes me back, bro, I'm going to really have to do some ass kissing and shit like that because, bro, that was my fault. Like, I fucked up. But if you say, nigga, fuck you, I don't want to speak to you again, I apologize. You're completely right.
Yeah, you got to take that. You got to take that.
Right, man, you want to run your fade back?
Like, that you got to be with my daughter, though. Like, no.
Yeah, you get some people to jump my baby mom or something. I don't like her like that, no way. Like, I don't know. Like,
if she jumped like that, obviously still strong and fucking raw and shit.
Yeah,
if she comes over and for light like this.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, y'all niggas, true. Bae. Hey, security system just hit me back. I saw what really happened. Yo, my baby mama was in my ear about that shit. Nah, I'm about to run up on that bitch my damn self. Cause she the one that told my daughter to take that motherfucking money. Nah, fuck that bitch. Nah, we about to pull up on her right now.
I ain't lying to my baby mama after she didn't have the damn loyalty to come over on the drop of a dime to come whoop this bitch ass.
She my baby mama for a reason. Fuck that bitch. We going to see my baby mama.
So now they want to
go. Hell yeah.
You think that's gonna do it?
No.
Click.
I'm that bitch that got ice off her eye.
I'm be like, damn, man. I'm be like, damn, man, you black my eye too.
I'm gonna try. I know they're going.
I'm like, damn, I see you right now.
So look, she can't see shit.
First step, right, she's a movie, so she just read the table.
The first step is trying to convince her to meet you. So if I can get to the step where I can convince her to meet me somewhere, I'm going all out.
I'm bringing my pistol just in case.
I'm at the 12. You know what I'm saying? If you really involved, say you having it like Sticky do. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the 12. I'm talking about rose petals. We trying to do the damn thing. Champagne, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got some ice field eye. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I might send my daughter. Matter of fact, I might send my daughter to call you and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I was wrong. I apologize. My dad, he's sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't even breathe. I'm doing all kind of shit.
And a little bitch serving us and I got them everything. Like,
I'm going to tell my daughter, you did this shit. You finna help me get her back. You finna help me get Shawty back. It's not going to work. But I'm just saying.
I love her. I love her.
You better act like you love her. Y'all in the comments, y'all come up with a way to get this girl back because we ain't did it. Tell you this now.
Listen, I got the rose petals. I got your bubble bag. I got the masseuse at the crib. What's happening? You know what I mean? Shout out
to my dad. We going to see baby mama. All
right. Last one.
That's not what she want.
Trayvon.
Not mom.
Trayvon is out of churches with his girlfriend Beth. So we know who Beth is. Trayvon is out of churches with his girlfriend Beth. Vine gets into it with a couple niggas that came in. Beth wants him to let it go, but he won't. They take the confrontation outside, where one of the dudes says he's going to get his pistol. Dude come out with the pistol. Vine freezes up. Beth holds it down and pops off. And later she gets off on self-defense. Things aren't the same in the household anymore. Anytime Vaughn asks for food, Beth tells him to cook it for them both. When they argue, Beth laughs at his threats. Is there any way for Vaughn to recover, or is all the respect gone out the window?
Pranks.
First and foremost, as long as he's dealing with her, she has every right to talk about she saved your bitch ass. Like, you got caught lacking, you froze the fuck up. And it is more embarrassing to happen in front of your girl. Like if you was by yourself, alright, you could have got away with it. But, bro, and your girl right there, and she didn't freeze up, and she started busting her shit, and you ain't bust your shit. But she has every right to goddamn roast your ass and talk about you. Every right.
Yeah, that's one of them ones, like, you can't let that happen. Like, that's just unacceptable, man. Like,
I shoot out of fear before I freeze the fuck up. His gun gonna go off.
First of all, your name is Vine.
Vine.
Vine. Vine. I mean, how you ain't no shooter and your name Vine?
Damn, I mean, Beth wasn't either.
You let Beth, the white girl, save me?
I mean, he wasn't a shooter, dude.
Who wasn't no shooter?
Vine, obviously.
Don't do that. We can set up a fake shooting, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can get Sticky out there. Y'all feel like y'all got to do it.
Trying to redeem yourself.
Yeah, just shoot over my head a little bit.
Nigga might freeze again.
You tell Sticky you're going to give him $20.
He ain't built like that. He ain't built like that. He just got to... She the tough one.
Yeah, man. I mean...
You just got to live with it.
Listen, man. Unless she just going
to... Find your role.
You got to stick out.
Pussy ass got to sleep on the couch.
Listen, man.
You gotta catch a body freak
up. You just gotta do something. You gotta do something like aggressive to her. And I ain't saying like hitting or nothing, but you gotta like fuck her brains out and be like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Bro, fuck that. I draw out on that bitch. Like, I'm tired. Draw out on that bitch. Like, bitch, say it one more time.
But you ain't do that shit with them niggas that shot on top of that shit.
Oh, she's not saying that, especially her name is Beth. So she's a pilgrim. She's European.
I caught that.
Not let no pilgrim talk to you like that.
Bitch, you better stop talking to me like that.
I told Beth, bitch, I just let you shoot because the police would have came and killed me.
She would have bucked, you would have jumped.
The police would have came and killed me, bitch. And you got off.
That shit, she would have upped that shit your ass.
You got off.
I'm worried, don't you?
Big
B.
Big B.
And they got PTSD.
Bitch, I only let you shoot because the police ain't. They gonna let you
shut
off.
Your bitch ass up.
That's, I don't advise you to do that. Clearly, you're not built that way. She's like, word? Hold on.
If you just look, leave Beth or you gotta up on Beth ass because she gonna keep coming after your ass.
Beth ass gonna get hit.
Facts and cap.
Facts and cap, man. Got a couple for y'all. Speak of the devil.
Beth.
Facts of cap. Should we celebrate dead rappers known for alleged murders for their music?
No.
Facts of cap.
Wait, are we talking about just the rapper themselves? Or for
like if they was a killer.
If they was a killer, if they were alleged killers, should we celebrate them?
I'm celebrating JK. I'm telling y'all niggas this shit already.
I'll celebrate them for their music.
Yeah.
Just so you're separated.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's cow. I'm never celebrating a murder, especially the murder of another black person.
Are we saying celebrating the murder or the just the person?
He was a hitter. Like, he was living everything in his rap.
Hey,
like,
we're
celebrating the fact that he was killing people for real.
So I just say King Von was a good rapper for what he did.
Allegedly, King Von is a killer if you look online. Allegedly. They've asked him about it. He denied it. So let's just say that King Von is everything that the internet says. Should he be celebrated?
In the streets, you know.
Should he be celebrated for that aspect?
Or just what are we talking about? If he's a rapper, like, can we?
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Can we celebrate him as a rapper? Like, I feel like he was.
I asked you.
He's asking me. Can you celebrate?
I say yes. I think his music was good. Like,
so even if his music is true, like, goddamn,
he rapping is true.
Do we know? Do we know?
If you're a civilian that knows. If you're a civilian that knows.
Like, say you're from Chicago and you just know that he was a real hitter.
You know he's a real hitter, you celebrate the music.
Hey, fuck it, this nigga was real about his shit.
Real,
he meant what he said, yeah.
But, yeah.
So y'all would glorify a nigga. Would you glorify a nigga that rapped some good words and put words together but lied everything he said? Or he did everything he put together and that shit was.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Which one would you like more?
I'd rather you be lying. When I watch the King Von documentaries,
and
I'm not saying that they're true.
I'm watching them tomorrow.
I'm not saying that they're true, but when you listen to them, for me, my moral compass is a little different. It does make you feel really different when you hear those backstories, and when you hear
when he dies, you see families RIP the people they lost.
Yeah,
it's not like, oh, it's real.
Like, I've seen a post where somebody said, they put up a picture of his mugshot, and it was like, so this guy gets to go and get off and be a rapper and make millions of dollars while my family's grieving over blah, 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 blah.
Sometimes
and it's not just people. King Von's not the only person that's ever done that.
Sometimes, like, the way Chicago was killing, it was a war in Chicago, right? There was some people.
A real war.
So it was like, do we hop? And it's really just a limit, because I think it's human nature. We drawn to violence. Like, niggas love guns. Niggas love seeing movies. And so it's like, is there a line between entertainment and real life?
Because I like real life documentaries. I'm like, that gang, they killing that drug shit.
You can
like,
watch
bro,
that shit.
Bro, I love watching
that
shit.
Yeah, the documentaries are.
Are you celebrating? Are you just watching it? Are you intrigued by watching it? Celebrating is like,
yo, he was a real nigga. He was out here doing all this shit.
That's my
boy. Like, damn.
You be like, that was a good ass documentary. You can watch it.
I think it's a good celebrating.
Celebrating.
Because
it's music. He's talking about it in the music.
But the difference is.
It's like R. Kelly.
You can celebrate.
He's doing a crime. And he's actually.
No, Robert did the crime. R. Kelly didn't do that. But.
I'm not doing anything, right?
Yes.
You separating it, right? But
Nigga separating about fucking kid pornography. But anyway, keep going.
You know what I'm saying? And he was talking. So, I don't know.
But the R?
For a kid?
So you can celebrate. You said and then moral compass eventually is kind of like,
I'm not saying like I can't listen, like, because I mean, I listen to like personally, like I listened to Steel Trapping the other day, like it came on. But I'm personally not necessarily looking for it. Like, I don't like it the way that I used to like it.
You said,
Steel Trapping, King Von, and he's like, it's the shit that got, and he didn't even kill Tuka, but it's just like, just my moral compass make it hard for me to listen to the type of shit. But I'm also older.
But also,
as a younger adult, I might have enjoyed it a little bit more. And it's time where I celebrated Gucci for catching the body.
Like now that I'm older. When Gucci, like, the truth.
Now that I'm older.
The truth, I can still listen to it, but like, yo, this nigga did not lie.
Yeah, that's
he didn't lie.
Thing.
Like,
but that's another thing, too. Gucci was self-defense.
Yeah.
He reacted how everybody should react.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
When I'm watching, like, these documentaries.
Killers.
And niggas are killers. We're out here drilling.
Allegedly.
Like, drilling, spilling, and killing.
That's just. Nah, we let that one go.
I'm out here looking for niggas to kill type shit.
Facts of cat. You hear this all the time. I don't know if y'all think it's true. The first impressions last a lifetime.
Yes.
Jay Franks. Facts of cat.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So speak on it. And how you interpret that first? What does that mean when you say that?
Okay, like me, first impressions are important, but they're not the same time. But you're gonna remember the first time you got that.
So they do the last lifetime.
Like,
so you're saying that you're always gonna remember that first person.
Regardless of whether it's good or bad. Yeah. Like, oh shit, I remember the first time I met you. And you got that shit on your
face. You don't have to stay on that time, but it do last.
So that's not. I guess that's not what I interpret from the question.
How you interpret it?
When you say first impressions last a lifetime, I'm thinking of it like this. Like, and one by one, I think that's cap. But what I'm saying is, like, okay, so for my example is, when I met Jasmine, probably like one of the first impressions, me and Jasmine got into it. We argued. I didn't know her like that. We argued about it. It was real disrespectful.
And I was over here like this.
It was real disrespectful, right? Fast forward almost 7 years later.
Y'all still arguing? No, I'm joking.
No.
You said it's
I'm just saying, we are the damn parents.
Yeah.
We got a kid and a half. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been together 7 years.
And but you remember it, though.
But I'm saying, that's not what I'm going to talk about. When they say first impressions, when they say first impression lasts forever, it's kind of like, if you threw me off, like, if I didn't have a good impression from you from the beginning, then I'm not rocking with you.
That's like different for everyone.
Yeah,
that's like different. But yeah. So let me ask you. So you don't think that's true, then?
No.
Okay, it can change.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Mm. How you feel?
Can you
do first impressions last a lifetime? Facts,
yeah, I'm gonna never forget that first impression. But cap, like what I thought you were then could change now. Like I said, I'm never gonna forget what happened, but. We can laugh and joke it. Like, say it was just like a drunken night and some crazy shit happened. But, remember first night I saw you, you passed out drunk on the couch and you pissed on yourself. Like, just some random shit like that. But the person you are today has nothing to do back then or how I met you. Like, so it's not like a lasting impression. Like, that's how I judge you as, but I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I don't really remember my first impression of people. All the time like that anyway.
Because you used to drink a lot.
Jesus Christ.
I used to.
No, I'm saying, in reality, like, I forget after a while. Like, my memory ain't that great. Like, if you have a memorable, like, Jay Franks, his personality is big. I remember how I first met him. You could have been the same day. Probably talking about the same shit. Like, it's like, okay. So another nigga might have been loud that day, quiet. I don't always remember.
Nigga, I don't know the day I met you. I could repeat it back.
So, first impression don't last. What's our first impression? I have a memory with Justin, but first impression, I could even tell you. We was cool, but I don't
know. First impression kind of hard to remember.
It's kind of hard.
You're 12 years old.
You see what I'm saying? When you're young. So, like, I guess when you're adult life, so I'm
12 years old.
It depends, but even people I work with after time, after you've been around them so long, for me, it's cap because I don't really remember that shit unless it's memorable.
Oh, I'd never forget work because all my shit right now is like, I can't really fuck with these people outside of work.
All right, facts of cap. This will be my last one. Since we're talking about that Deshaun Watson shit. Should a girl who lies, who's proven to lie about rape, should she get the same sentence as the charge?
I say double.
Facts of cap.
The same sentence? I probably would give you the same sentence.
Facts of cap. Same sentence. Facts of cap.
Same.
Double is not the same.
Speak on it. Facts of cap.
If I'm going to get 10 years, you should get 10 years.
If you prove a lie, why?
Because you're lying and putting me in a position to where I'm going to have to fork out a lot more money to prove my innocence versus the amount of money you're going to have to fork out to say that, to keep your lie going.
And you still have that stigma on you.
Yeah, regardless. Even if it comes out, even if I get proved innocent, they're still going to say, well, he's guilty. He had to be guilty. He had to be guilty for something in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you something. So if basically you facing 65 years for a rape,
Do
you think they should get 65 years?
I feel like they should get 65 years. The same rate for lying, for putting me in that predicament. Especially if you, it's not like, if they start talking about 65, it's like now you done, your lawyer done got paid enough to bring enough evidence, or you done staged enough. Like, you done put a lot of factors into play. Where it could have just been simply you said, this night, I want to fuck you. You wanted to fuck me. You wake up the next morning, your boyfriend found out. He was like, oh, I was raped. Now you done changed the whole narrative of it. And now it's your word versus mine. And you can stage it how you want. Now, 65 years could be coming to me. And I'm going to have to spend way more than $65,000 to even prove that this shit happened. I'm out that money. That money's gone. And now you just get to walk away like, oh, okay, he's innocent. Case over. No, you need to go sit in jail for them 65 years and pay my lawyer fees back.
Dabbing my homeboy.
How are you going to pay the lawyer fee back?
The same way that nigga supposed to pay child support while he in jail. The same way. I don't know.
65 years, you ain't paying child school.
No, I'm just saying, like, that.
And this girl.
I'm just saying, I'm paying child support 65. Yeah, I'm just asking.
She accused him of.
Yeah, because once her parents found out, and she said,
oh no,
yeah, my homeboy and raped her. This nigga lost his and football scholarship.
So my question to that would be, does the girl deserve it if her parents coerced her to do it?
Yeah.
The girl deserves. Let's say
she told her once her parents found out,
that's when
she said she got raped.
Yeah, that's when she said she got raped.
Okay, so she's trying to hide it from her parents.
Justin, how you feel? Cap, facts?
I mean,
you guys
I'm not necessarily mad at that. Do I think that, put it like this, do I think you need 65 years to not do that shit again? Probably not.
Okay.
Now, do I think that you should probably serve some time? Yes.
So what do you think is a fair amount of time? If I'm facing 65.
Do half my time.
I mean, first of all, we know that, first of all, rape is not getting 65 years, period.
So all right, let's bring it down to 15. Let's bring it to a logical 15.
Do half my time.
I'll say this. I wouldn't be mad at the sentence of a 15 and you do 5. And you got to pay the fines. And you got to pay that fine back. Just enough. Put it like this. What I probably would have got, I'm not mad at you getting that. But even if you didn't get it, I would be comfortable. Like, let's say they said, hey, you got to do a year and then you got to pay everybody legal fee. You got to pay all this. Your fucking shit is ruined.
And I need a mark on your record.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that. Like
a felony charge.
Yeah, like you got a felony charge, all that. I don't necessarily know. I don't know. That's something I'm juggling. That's just me though. I'm a nice guy.
But it's everything you just said.
You know what I mean?
As long as that market
65 like, years, I don't want nobody to get 65 years.
No, if that smear is on your record. No, but if that smear is on your record and everything else, okay. I get that.
If I can put the smear on your record and you pay everything, you pay all the fines.
With the letter of the law, like the letter of the rule of it was meant, like, if you lie on me and I get charged for something, I think you should do that same time. That's a fact. But in reality, it's like, I think that it's like a pros and cons. There's a lot of girls who get raped who don't even say anything. So now that's going to discourage them to say anything, because what if they get proven to get wrong? You know, you don't trust this criminal system anyway.
Yeah, now it's
not. So many niggas go to jail for rape they didn't do. So now maybe.
So that's just like a lot of women, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's a dangerous game, because like, But if a woman say she got raped, but say it's not in the rape kit, like say that the nigga used the condom, he used this and that. So now she could possibly get 65 years. They feel like she lying because there's no evidence.
The rule has to be you have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not that she's without, lying. Without that she's lying. Not, we don't know. It can't be up to one like, it can't be like, oh, there's not enough evidence. We have to, there has to be evidence that she's lying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I mean, even more than a recant statement, it got to be like video evidence damn near. Like, it got to be something major. It's hard to prove that she's not lying. Like, because if she recant a statement, that doesn't mean she lied about
so
that.
So, my thing is, like, it's going to be, yeah. It's a lot mean, of nuance. Okay, so if basically you get to a situation where, like, they lying and you had to go through all the extras to prove that she lying, then I probably wouldn't be mad. Because that's when you have to literally go the extra mile to prove that.
True, yeah.
Now, if it's like, this girl is lying, but I can't necessarily prove that she's lying, but she can't prove that this actually happened, then you guys got to let it go. You know what I mean? So, if it's like 100% actual factual, then you deserve whatever you get. I do agree with that.
Or, like, they have it, like, niggas don't went to jail for it came out, and then afterwards she recanted her statement. I feel like, what the fuck?
Oh, I feel like at that point. Like, Emmett Till.
I feel like at that point. What's that nigga name? Brian Banks, I think. Yeah. He's a football player. Got scholarship. Has sex with a girl. Find out that she was lying.
First of all, if you held on to it that long, you deserve. Yeah. If you held on to it that long, you deserve to do every year that he did.
Yeah. If not more, bro. Like, that shit.
Like, every year that he did.
And financially, the money. The money that the government's gonna owe him for his potential contract for everything else, that needs to somehow
compensate out of her going to the league.
Mm-hmm. I was a guaranteed first round.
Draft pick. Oh, hell yeah.
That nigga was brolic as fuck. That's not even it. Endorsements he could have had, experiences he could have had, he could have got like nigga went to jail.
Hey, man.
On that note, y'all.
Facts and cap. Hey.
Appreciate Jay
Franks. Shout out to Jay Franks.
Shout out to Jay Franks.
We got more guests coming soon. We got the lineup going on. What's happening?
Y'all fuck with us. Cash out.